My name is Karen Rundlett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. Last fall, an innovation training program called Startup Quest launched in South Florida. Full-time employees were not welcome. It was specifically for folks who were out of work or underemployed. The goal of the program was to help people get new technology skills and jobs. Now, when you hear the words technology or innovation, you might picture a kid in a hoodie coding all night at a computer. But in this program, the average age of participants was 51, and almost everyone had a master's degree and decades of experience. Today, we're checking back with the Startup Quest graduate, Ronald Herbis.
Ronald, what are you doing today career-wise after the program?
What I've decided to do is just launch my own management consulting firm focused on education technology firms that are targeting K-12 public schools.
Why did you decide, though, to strike out on your own?
I just couldn't wait for the callback. I was sending resumes, and it wasn't happening for me here.
Would you prefer to be doing something else other than going out on your own?
To be honest with you, my dream has always been to start my own company. I've been doing this for companies left and right for, over 15 years.
How did the Startup Quest program affect how you handle your business?
The way it affected is that I immediately realized that I needed to be part of an environment of entrepreneurs, people who were serious about starting or kicking off a new venture. Every time that I was away, not doing anything, unproductive, was just chipping away at my confidence. So I intentionally wanted to put myself and surround myself by like-minded people who really were somewhat in a similar situation but wanted to do something and to take ownership of their destiny.
Used to work in Chicago. What did you do?
I was the chief operating officer for Reinsmann Educational Solutions, which was a $25 million educational services company focused on the public school system in Chicago.
So same field, but this time you're self-employed.
Correct.
How long have you been here?
About a year.
Did you come here with a job?
No, I did not come with a job. I actually came over here to focus on my family and to take care of mom. Since mom was not going to come to Chicago, I decided to pretty much sell everything up there, and I took a role as the vice president for Rocket Learning.
But that didn't last forever, clearly.
No, it just took me by surprise because I was there, completely changed my whole world to focus on the business, and next thing you know, I received my pink slip.
Now, one of the goals of Startup Quest is to teach tech skills and to get people jobs. Did that happen?
Well, in my case, I have a computer science background. I already have a master's in information systems and MBA, so I already brought the foundational skills to the table. What they helped me with was refresh my mind regarding the processes of building a business plan and commercializing technology. But most importantly also is just getting the courage to really do this.
How long will you give South Florida before you consider moving again?
Karen, that's a great question. My mother's here, and I want to make sure that she's taken care of. So I'm doing everything possible to make sure that South Florida becomes my home, and I put my stake and a flag over here. I really would like to make sure that we build a great business down here.
Again, that was Ronald Herbis, CEO of Global Educational Management Solutions. He was just one of 120 people to graduate from the Startup Quest program. Half the participants now say they've gotten jobs. The application deadline for the next round of Startup Quest is February 26th. For the Miami Herald Friday Business Report, I'm Karen Rundlett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KBMiami.